Senate has wrapped up the extraordinary session of the 99th General Assembly. To start, your take on what happened this week, Senator.
Well, we were called by the governor to consider a bill which would have provided the Public Service Commission the ability to set a special rate for corporations interested in reinvesting and reopening a smelter or steel mill in Southeast Missouri. Now, as I said before, I think that's a worthy discussion. What I wanted to do is make sure the discounts that they were getting, or they could potentially get, would not come at the expense of other ratepayers around the state, including all of my constituents. And I opposed this on the floor. I tried to offer amendments that would provide the protection to my ratepayers and all my constituents to make sure that they weren't on the hook for this cost. It was a cost that could be up to $160 million per year. Unfortunately, I wasn't successful in that endeavor. The bill did pass the Senate, and there will be a vulnerability for my ratepayers and my constituents to be on the hook for this $160 million a year moving forward. And that's disappointing and disheartening. And that indicates the level of support that corporate welfare programs have within our legislature today. And so I think moving forward, this is a conversation that the body needs to have on a more regular basis. We all want jobs, but the question becomes, how do you get them? If jobs could not exist without a subsidy that enforces their creation from government, then the free market dictates they probably should not be there in the first place. And as a conservative, as an individual that believes in less government, these are the things that I'm passionate about, and these are the liberties and freedoms that I'll continue to fight for.
Again, we talk about an entire legislature coming in for the word potential is always in there. 500 mm-hmm. jobs were a part of the state. Is that a good use of taxpayer dollars?
Well, I think a lot of folks have raised the question of why we didn't get this done in the regular session. And I think that's a question that, you know, when the governor who called this special session, that's a question he'll have to answer. It costs about $100,000 a week. So certainly in extraordinary circumstances, we can be called into session to address certain problems of the state. And as an individual that voted no on this particular bill, certainly you could say that I don't feel that the bill that we ultimately passed met an extraordinary need for the state because we potentially put it on the backs of other ratepayers around the state. And that's frustrating. But again, that's a question that the public's going to have to decide when making a determination on the effectiveness of the governor. I'm available and interested in having a discussion about jobs and what creates jobs in this state anytime the governor's ready. I have been having that conversation for the past 2 years, and we'll continue to have that conversation.